Our guest of the cafe this morning is Dr. Carrie McCreary, co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk this morning about the fact that during the pandemic, that there's been some research done that says that millennials, this is the young adults, are spending a whole lot more on, in particular, dogs. It didn't really refer to cats, but they're spending a whole lot more on their dogs than they were before, and in particular, in comparison to baby boomers, people my age and maybe a little younger, a little older. But so do you find that, have you found that to be true from what you've seen?
I guess I really haven't paid attention kind of to the demographic if we're talking about, you know, people that are coming in with their pets, but it's not surprising to me that people are making kind of deeper connections with their pets during the pandemic. And, you know, maybe it's because that age range needs more social contact or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just so interesting.
Your clientele is in Northeast Texas is maybe an older skewing clientele, would you say?
Yeah, we're pretty mixed, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, but not catering in particular to the millennials at this point.
No, yeah. Definitely not. But yeah. I think they're probably talking about just, you know, any type of pet stuff, not necessarily vet care. So.
Right. Oh, no, they're talking, this is really not so much about vet care. So that, so you're right about that. There's certainly a lot of television commercials promoting things for dogs, treats or toys or, you know, what have you for dogs. I'm hoping our dog doesn't see these commercials.
Right,
He's kind of missing out.
Marketing ads and companies that make these things picked up on that trend right away.
Right.
Pumped out the commercials for sure.
Yeah. Well, anyway, 33% of millennials, and this is by Pew Research, which is a really good organization, said they've spent more than usual on their dogs during the pandemic, but only 10% of baby boomers said that. And and another thing that was found in this is that, and this was surprising, Carrie, and again, you may have some insight into it, said that men are really more likely to pamper their pets than women are, at least at the millennial stage.
Yeah, that was fascinating. I mean, I have no idea with that because it's definitely the opposite in my house.
Is that right?
So, yeah.
Talking with Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital in Greenville. And this is actually a People magazine article that we're talking about. But it's research done by the Pew Research Center, which is one of the best at this. It says that, in particular, millennials, people born between 1981 and 1996, are spending a lot more on their pets during this coronavirus thing. I would do some work in Dallas, and I'm over in the uptown area, and I sure see a lot of young people in their 20s and 30s, walking what looked to me to be very expensive dogs.
Mm-hmm. We have definitely had a boom in new pet ownership. So dogs being purchased or adopted, that has definitely surged during this pandemic.
Yeah, I'm just visually seeing a lot of evidence of that. Yeah, there's a limit to everything, but in general, is it good for pets to kind of feel pampered and to get the kind of things that maybe a generation ago they probably wouldn't have had?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I do think so, however, that the things that are most important to them are probably things that we can't buy. I mean, just training, time spent, attention, throwing a ball. But sometimes as a society, when we can't provide those things or we're short on time or whatever, we supplement that with food, treats, toys, and things like that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our dog definitely just craves affection. And attention, and that's very obvious. And you just, if you can provide the more of that, you can provide the better. Spending overall, again, this is kind of out of your territory as a vet, but the average cost of owning a dog, and again, cats are left out of this for whatever reason, but the average cost of owning a dog would range from $650 a year, which doesn't seem too unreasonable, to $2,295 a year, so close to $2,300 a
year. Yeah, I bet that depends. I mean, that's so variable, but I bet somewhere in the middle of there is probably closer to average of what people spend.
And that's
if you think about food and everything else.
Yeah, and that's going to vary a lot from locale to locale. If you live in a rural area, it's going to be a lot less probably than if you live in
pet size and health concerns.
Yeah. What do you think about the sort of premium dog foods in particular that are promoted? Does it make that much difference?
Well, you have to be really careful because a lot of times those, I call them boutique.
Yes.
Boutique foods.
Yes.
So they're foods that are not just going to be at your average pet store or grocery store. You have to be really careful because they're applying, you know, things that people do for their dieting, like grain-free or, you know, low-carb, high-protein. They're kind of trying to follow the same trends that human foods do, all organic, gluten-free, you know, all those little taglines.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And those are not necessarily beneficial for pets. Watch what you're buying. You know, focus more on ingredients. We know that grain-free is a major problem right now with heart disease in pets. So definitely.
Mm-hmm. Grain-free is a problem.
Grain-free is a problem. They're not really, it's causing a taurine deficiency and heart failure.
Carrie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line this morning.
Oh, yeah, it's been great.
Carrie McCreary, co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.